Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. The pace of things tends to slow down a bit this time of the year in the garden, although we may continue to plant, prepare beds, harvest winter vegetables, and enjoy cool season flowers. Most gardeners tend to find this time of the year a more relaxed time. This is especially true for high-maintenance jobs, like mowing lawns, shearing hedges, and watering. Lawn grasses and shrubs are dormant and not growing, and cooler, wetter weather during the winter reduces the need for extra irrigation. Taking a little time now can save some time and money when you move into high gear this coming spring. If any piece of power equipment needs repairs or service, now's a good time to get that done so that everything is in good shape and ready for work when you need it next year. Clean and sharpen tools before you put them away. Wipe the metal blades with an oily cloth, coating them with a thin layer of protective oil that helps prevent corrosion. Coat wooden handles of garden tools with protectants, such as tung oil. If you've harvested any seeds from your garden to plant next year, or if you have some packages of seeds left over, place them in a plastic or glass container with a tight-fitting lid and store them in your refrigerator to keep them viable. This makes sure that they'll be fresh and ready to sprout when you plant them next year. Make sure you label the seeds with the type that they are and when they were harvested or purchased. Try to use the seeds within a year of harvesting or purchasing them. Don't forget to add nature's generous bounty of leaves provided this time of the year by all of our deciduous trees. Put those in your compost pile or use them to mulch shrubs, flower beds, and vegetable beds. If you shred the leaves by running them over with a lawnmower that has a bag attached, they look neater when you use them as a mulch, and they decompose faster if you put them in your compost pile. This is still a great time to add cool season bedding plants to flower gardens to keep them attractive and colorful through the winter season and into the spring. Nurseries are still full of pansies, violas, dianthus, snapdragons, alyssum, and many others. Now, don't be intimidated when you walk into the nursery and see all the Christmas stuff that's out. Trees will be everywhere. Just go ahead and look around and you're going to find those wonderful cool season bedding plants. Now, in your vegetable garden, root crops like carrots, radishes, and turnips can be planted now, as well as greens like Swiss chard, spinach, mustard, lettuce, and turnip greens. Also, check your local nurseries and garden centers. You're bound to find vegetable transplants available there as well. Now, we know it will be cold enough this winter at some point that tropical plants in our landscapes will need some protection. Plan for it now by deciding what tender plants you'll choose to protect and what plants will be left to fend for themselves. Make sure you have enough materials on hand to protect what the plants you will cover. Suitable materials for covering include plastic, fabric sheets, blankets, tarps, and cardboard boxes, to name a few. Now, when you're looking at weed control this time of the year, don't forget weeds grow here during the wintertime, so keep your flower beds and vegetable gardens well weeded by hand. You can control weeds in your lawn by spraying your lawns with a lawn weed killer appropriate for use on the type of grass you have to control any of those cool season lawn weeds that you see growing now. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.